something.
Nah, but for real though, babe, we ain't did this.
I don't want us to keep having to do take after take.
Yeah, we ain't did a show in a minute. Did you excited though? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we about to get this shit, ain't we?
Well, you said what?
I said, we about to get this shit, ain't we?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Get off your phone.
Babe, hold on. Golly. You be irky, for real.
Do I?
Yes, you know you did.
Whatever. So we about to do this shit, though? Babe, just tell me. Just say
yes,
so.
Babe. What you want me to hype you up? God damn. You guys, so we about to do this.
I'm saying, why you trying to crack jokes and shit? Why I got to be all that?
Cause you being irky as fuck. Come on, so we about to do this. Like, you wanted me to be like, yeah, we about to do this shit. Is that what you want me to do that?
Yeah, baby, can you do it for me?
Oh, my God, no. You are irritating as fuck. Like, serious.
This knowledge. Let's talk about it. Talk. Yes, let's talk about it. This Let's talk about it. Shit, this is episode. What's good? Yo, we ain't did the show in a minute. This your boy DJ Knowledge God.
This is Queen. What's good, everybody? I miss you guys.
Whatever. This another episode of Let's Talk About It. Shit, before we get into our episode, we want to thank everybody who fucked with us. You know what I'm saying? Since we've been gone, we ain't did no episode in a minute. And shit, we just thank y'all for being patient with us.
Also, I want to thank everybody that's been supporting my baking business, Queen's Dream Desserts. I do have an official page located on Facebook, and it is Queen's Dream Desserts, where you can go and you can actually book, place orders, exchange messages, go over details and prices, you know, and I'm happy about that because it's been a long time coming. So check me out, guys.
Yeah, now, shit, let's get into this show, babe. One of the things I wanted to talk about was, shit, you know, ever since I've been back at work, I've been paying attention to everybody's, you know, little moves or whatever, seeing who helping and who's not helping. You know, we really ain't got to get into names and none of that because that's not important. But one thing that I noticed is everybody's heads be in their cell phones, like, all day long. And I know before we didn't touch bases on cell phones about basically social media and how the kids, you know, really control how that shit move. Not necessarily talking about little kids, but I'm talking about like teenagers and little young, you know, some little grown, you know what I'm saying, like 21s type, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They really control how the internet move. I know we talked about that before, but we haven't talked about really what these cell phones is doing to everybody, I don't think. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to talk about that for a minute. Because like I was saying, when I was at work, just paying attention to everybody, I was noticing how the line would be getting packed out, but everybody on their cell phones, you know what I'm saying, looking up whatever they looking at. And just, you know, the longevity of it, like, I just be wondering, like, what could y'all possibly be doing every single day on your phone that it's that important instead of, you know what I'm saying, handling your business? Or it ain't even necessarily got to be a work thing. I'm just going off of that because, you know, that's where I had thought of it from. You know what I'm saying, just watching them and shit, because it was like every day, every single day, like all day long. I'm like, bro, ain't nothing on there that serious to where you still on your phone. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't doing anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So,
well, that's simply because the internet has taken over everything. And how are you going to get on the internet? What's convenient? To pull your phone out and get on. I feel like social media, because I know for a fact that that's what they're on. Some type of social media platform when they're getting their phones out on it. They're not just Googling stuff all day long. They're on some type of social media, whether it be Twitter, Facebook, IG, whatever. There's so many different platforms for the internet. So I feel like the internet, period, has taken over everybody as far as social gatherings. Nobody really wants to dance no more and really interact with each other because they're on their cell phones. Everybody's heads is down in their cell phones. They're, you know, coming together with their loved ones to really catch up with each other, really, you know, hug and really spend that time together because everybody's phones, heads is buried in their phones. Yeah. Like, that don't make no sense.
And speaking of social gathering shit, shout out to my cousin Kato that had the party. What was that? The end of May. No, what was the middle of May?
That was the end of May.
It was the end of May. Yeah, just like everybody's heads was in their phones and shit. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of social gatherings, well, like,
nobody connected because everybody it was deep as phone. Hell.
You know, the music was banging. You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't know too much about the food because we didn't eat nothing. But, you know, the music was banging. You know, the atmosphere was cool, but just everybody was on their damn cell phones and the shit was crazy.
Everybody's heads was in their phones. Nobody was really getting to actually enjoy the party because they was too busy on their phones
and shit. Like, so I'm,
that's why I'm happy when we just had our son's 21st birthday party. Mm-hmm. Everybody here was really having a good time. Folks was up off their feet dancing, interacting with each other, mingling. We actually really had a freaking ball.
And you know, your boy was the DJ.
I didn't think about my phone. I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, that's how it's supposed to be, though.
I took a few pictures here and there at the very beginning when his party first started, just so that I could get pictures. Other than that, I set my damn phone down and didn't pick it up till the end of the night.
Y'all had a blast. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, because, I mean, all the parties we used to go to, this was before everybody was so addicted to cell phones and social media. We danced from the time we got there to the time we left. Feet hurting, we didn't give a damn, legs on fire, and had the time of our life.
So that's the question, is what I'm wondering right there. Because you just said something like, so, even though it was a time before social media, the internet was still on the phones. At first, I used to always just think it was probably the internet that was taking them away from paying attention to what's going on. But it's not necessarily the internet. It's the social media, like you have said.
Yeah.
Like certain websites, certain things you can do this. And
yeah, you know all, I mean? That like, all that was doing back
yeah,
then.
Yeah, it was.
So even
it
if you wasn't. Had a cell phone, who gave a damn for real? Because all you was doing was talking on it.
And text messaging and all that for real,
texting wasn't even that hot for real.
It sure wasn't.
Texting wasn't even a real, real big thing. It was talking on the phone. You say what you got to say, and then you get off of it. Who even cared? I really didn't even care back then about having no cell phone. I really didn't.
I didn't either.
Until it became a bigger thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy. And now this younger generation, they don't know no different. They came into this world in the midst of all of this going on. So they wouldn't know the difference of not having a cell phone like we did back then.
Right.
Oh my God, they would lose their mind if they did not have no damn cell phone.
Right. So you're in a part of life.
Oh my God, my phone is cracked. My screen. I can't see nothing. I mean, it's like they're going insane. They got to get one ASAP. They don't care. They'll get it. They don't care how much money they got to pay. They're getting another phone.
And that's what I'm saying. You know, that shit is like crack. That's why I say what I say, because
why is because it's not actually them missing talking on the phone, because the younger generation really don't even talk on the phone.
Yeah, they do all the other
shit. They text or video chat. A lot of them do not even know each other's actual cell phone numbers because they don't dial them out.
Right.
All they do is video chat all day long, back and forth, and text.
Yeah, and then too, like, what be fucking me up is you would spend $400, $500, $600 for a cell phone, but fuck around and let your house bills run up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you, man, the shit is like crack. Like, all right, you get addicted to crack, you get addicted to your cell phone. You do dumb shit just to get some crack. It's not in the same line, but you do stupid shit just to get a cell phone. For instance, like I said, you pay them high, dumbass bills just to get the phone that you want so it can do all that little extra shit.
Oh, yeah, they buy $1,000 phones.
They be tripping. That's doing stupid shit just to get a phone. When you ain't got your shit as far as crack, you act crazy, you know, act out of line, whatever the fuck. You do the same shit with your cell phone when you ain't got that motherfucker. Hey, motherfuckers be acting out of line, boy, I'm telling you.
I'll tell you one thing. Whoever can afford a $1,000 phone, more power to them. But I'm not paying that much for phone.
We ain't paying nowhere close
to
that.
Paying that much for no phone. I don't care. I'm not doing it. I mean, whoever does it, I'm not knocking them. Hey, more power to them. If they got a little extra change, can you squeeze me one in?
Used to.
Because I'm not talking to
Yeah, that's too much. That's a little humpty. $1,000 for a phone? No phone.
Something that, guess what? Our little phones that cost us $100 something or $200 at the most, all of this shit can give you cancer. It don't matter how much the phone costs. Let's just be clear. No matter if the phone was $50 or if it was $1,000. All the waves and stuff that come off of a cell phone can give anybody cancer.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah, it can. It don't matter how much the phone costs. And the more expensive phones that have more stuff put into it, them really cause cancer. They even tell them that on the boxes in the fine print, but a lot of people don't even care. They don't give a damn. They just care about, oh, I got this $1,000 phone.
Right.
They don't look on the back that such and such such causes cancer. They don't read none of that stuff.
Yeah, you're right. And shit, another reason why it's like crack. I'm just saying, that shit will kill you. Then the more you go after it, the more that shit fucks you up. But it's just crazy, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for a while, it was just certain people that really be on the phones all the time. Then you had your big group of motherfuckers who really didn't fuck with them. Now, it seemed like everybody fuck with that shit. Like, everybody. I be seeing the oldest motherfuckers.
Old people got them running into walls. And
should they be about to run into forklifts? So I'm be like, yo. You know what I mean? I be having to get motherfuckers' attentions and shit while I be at work.
It's an addiction. And it's the reason why it's an addiction, honey, is because the internet is a whole nother fantasy world. So if a person doesn't have too much, like, excitement going on in their actual real life, they're going to be addicted to getting on the internet, seeing everybody else live their artificial life. Because 90% of the stuff that they're watching on Facebook, Instagram, all of that, 90% of it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, if a person is bored, you know, they want to see some excitement, even if it's real or fake, they want to watch it because they don't have nothing going on that's exciting.
Right.
So then they want to get on the phone and jump on Facebook to see, you know, whatever's been put on there. And half of that's fake, but oh well, they feel like, oh well, I need some type of entertainment to just something to watch.
And then think about the motherfuckers, like you said, their real life is boring. But on Facebook, shit, they might be that shit. It might be certain shit that they say to get a whole bunch of likes and comments. oh, you speak the truth. You didn't whoop whoop.
Yeah,
you
know, it's
that
giving
them confidence and shit.
Yeah,
it's
giving them confidence. It's doing stuff like, for their self
esteem. Yeah, it is. You know, so
it's making them feel like they're somebody when they should be realizing that they're already somebody with or without a social media at all. Because I know I am.
Yeah, but see, you know, you gotta take into account how everybody use social media now. Like when you know what I'm saying, being recruited, they go by your followers and shit like you know what I mean? Like say you're trying to play ball, mm-hmm. basketball or football or whatever, it's, you know, so one of the things that they look at is your followers. Oh, you got 1,000 or shit, you got 1,000,000 followers or
but when
a couple
you,
million followers on such and such.
Right,
you know
but
what
babe,
I'm saying?
Look though, it gets deeper than that. Because if that's what they're actually looking at, then they don't, they're living an artificial life and in an artificial world. Because I can go pay $100 and get 10,000 followers.
Right. Yeah,
just at putting my information in.
Right.
Of my debit card. So if they're just going off of who's getting followers and likes, hell, anybody can do that. Because ever since I started my business page the other day, they've been offering me. If you pay $100, I'll give you 10,000 followers. Mm-hmm. If you pay $200, this is how many you get. So all of it is artificial. Most of their followers, 90% of their followers, is because they paid to get them.
Yeah, but see.
And then that's what got them the real spotlight.
Right, because you got to think of this. All right, even though I paid to get them, I still got to hold up my end of the bargain, which means, say, I pay to get my followers for some basketball shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I can't hoop, it doesn't matter how many followers I pay for. Them motherfuckers be like, nigga, fuck you, nigga. You weak, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not really going to get that much shine. But if I can hoop behind me paying for them followers,
yeah.
They're going to be like, oh, yeah, and more
and
more
going
to come.
Grow.
Yeah,
yeah,
more and more going to come and shit.
Yeah,
so.
But that's how they start them off.
Yeah, so, I mean.
You know, that's just like me. I know for a fact I can bake. Yeah, I have a lot of followers now that I started the page. That's actually, you know, because I didn't pay for none. But I can, and that'll draw me more attention if I was to pay to get more followers. That's
right.
Going to put more attention on me. And then they'll see it, then they'll follow, then
right.
The more, you know what I'm saying? But everybody has a starting point that's artificial.
Right.
And that's what, I mean, it's just, babe, it's crazy.
Well, you ain't paid for no followers?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I about to say, I ain't. Yeah.
No, I haven't paid for no followers. It's just, I mean, it's like only in the 200s right now, but these are just actually all people I know.
Right.
I just sent everybody from my actual, Amber Cameron page, I just invited them all over to the baking page. Yeah, so it's everybody that I know.
Okay. Yeah, man, it's just crazy. So, you know, like I was saying, that's one of the things. And two, like the shit talking you can do. So say you a bitch ass nigga, or you know what I'm saying, you a sucker, whatever the fuck. On the internet, you can be tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
motherfuckers talk
anybody.
Mad crazy. Hey,
them motherfuckers. You want to be when you pick
listen.
Up that cell phone or whatever you logged on, computer,
listen.
Tablet,
hey,
whatever. You could put that you just landed in Jamaica and you sitting on your fucking couch watching TV.
Right. But I'm talking about like, you know, you got the motherfucking shit starters. The motherfuckers who in real life, they probably don't say shit, but think all this crazy shit in their head, they probably be at work. Just be observing shit. Or just
time.
Be, you know what I'm saying, out in the real world, going to stores or whatever the
they'll
fuck.
They'll put up a post like
they're
into it with somebody and they're not even really into it with nobody.
Yeah.
They just on Facebook trying to be hard.
Yeah.
But Facebook ain't going for that no more. Facebook ain't having it.
Hey,
that's why you done been put off for 30 days.
60,
times in
right. I'm about to say it was 60 days total.
60 days.
Out of 64 days. Because I was out for about 4 days and they motherfucking asses locked me up again.
Told you about arguing with folks. They probably don't even live over in Ohio and you arguing with them. I don't know why I care about them people.
They just be popping shit. I don't be liking certain shit they be saying. So, you know, it is what it is, man. But
you then that means you cracked out.
I'm cracked out.
You cracked the fuck out. Then. Shut up. You one of the people we talking right. about. Addicted to social media.
I ain't. I said addicted to cell phones, not cell social phones media. Because
how you getting on there on your cell phone? Let me tell y'all what happened to his new cell phone that we just got.
No.
We ain't going to talk about that.
How I crushed it.
Yeah, he crushed it with his forklift at work while you talking about everybody else having their phones out.
But it wasn't out, though. It was inside a little...
Babe, it was out. It wasn't in your pocket.
It wasn't in my pocket. It wasn't out like I was looking at it, reading it, or fucking with it. It was on my shit inside like a little slot, and it popped out when I was rolling over.
Had it out. It should have been in your pocket.
No, it shouldn't. I gotta watch when y'all call. I don't get no vibrator, nothing. Yeah. Man, what can you say about that?
That ain't why you had it out. You was probably trying to listen to music.
No, I wasn't. And then when you stopped,
you wanted to jump on social media.
But that wasn't what it was. It was just inside my little slot. I was closing out a trailer. So I must have dropped it before I did that because the maintenance man came and got it. And when he came back,
See, this is the number one thing. He's in denial.
What?
He's a crackhead.
Whatever, man.
I'm just playing, honey.
And I'm sitting here scratching my toes and shit like, nah. It wasn't that. I didn't do that.
Stop acting like a crack baby.
Right, looking like you stupid as hell. Shut up. But nah, for real, man. It was some bullshit. Is what it was. I crashed my phone.
Yeah, you did.
You know what I'm saying? I was mad as hell. Crashed my little shit, but I got a new one, and this. Bullshit.
It is. But y'all, we'll get back right back with y'all. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
Yeah, this your boy DJ Knowledge Guy.
And this is Queen.
We holla at y'all in a minute. Peace. Alright. Shut up, man. We back. Back for part two of this, man. I feel like we wasn't super serious about... Well, I can't necessarily say we wasn't serious. We was just having side conversations about what we was talking about the last time. So, we got to be for real about this one. But.
Yeah, I mean, we was for real about it. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, we could still joke around. Who gives a damn about cell phones?
Yeah,
conversation we're getting, part two is really serious. So, I'm not going to make no jokes and stuff like I did on the first part.
All right, so... This is a question for everybody, and I want everybody to think about this. Say, for some strange reason, whatever happened, heaven became closer to us. What I mean by that, say it was just a mile away, like how Nas said in his song and shit, if heaven was a mile away. Shit, our question is, would you go? You know what I'm saying? Would you pack up your bags and leave everything behind and go to heaven, or would you stay here and deal with what's going on? That's basically what the song was about, and I was listening to that shit the other day, and that just made me think, like, damn, that's a real question, though, like, for real, like, I never really thought about it, you know what I'm saying? So I would like to hear everybody's opinion. Of course, we can't hear that shit right now, y'all. Matter of fact, while we talking about it, you know, we're going to have our own little hotline to where y'all can call. Leave messages on. Matter of fact, it's going to be on the next episode since we ain't doing it on this one. We're going to put it on the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's just a question that I wanted to know, babe. So, I asked you that, you know?
I got mixed feelings about it. First, I feel like if heaven was a mile away, I don't know if I would actually want to go, because then it'd be leaving all of y'all behind.
Right.
Unless it was something like to the point where I could say, okay, I'm going to heaven and then I'm coming back.
Nah, ain't no coming back.
Oh, well, no. Then I'm not going to go.
There's no coming back.
Oh, no. I wouldn't personally go. I mean, I know I would feel like I would want to go, you know, so that I can see London and so many other loved ones that we've lost your through grandma. The years. But if I can't come back, then I don't think that I don't think I want to go. I don't think I would. All because right, then so, it'd be leaving y'all behind, and then y'all be left here more than me being gone, and then feeling like maybe, oh, well, now y'all want to leave. And then, I mean, it just would be like a ripple effect.
Let me put more context to it, right? So, say you like super religious, right? Mm-hmm. And not on the point, not on the strength of where you done lived your right, damn, not on the strength of where you done lived your life all the way right. I'm mm-hmm. just saying, like, you just all of a sudden became, so you done did dirt, and you done did whatever the hell, but then you just became religious type shit. Mm-hmm. All right, so say you like, shit, I know I done sinned, and I done did a lot of things, even though I done asked God for forgiveness. Did he really forgive me? Because I done asked him, but then I turn around and do the shit again. And then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, so say you thinking like that, and then you just find out, like, man, I got this one ticket to go to heaven. And if I go now, I know I'm here. I can stay no matter what. But if I don't go on my own right now, and when I die, it might be a whole different story. He might look back on certain sins that I done did, and like, bro, I ain't forgive you for this one. Like, and send you to hell, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know how that shit work, but I'm just saying, though, like, say you was, like, super religious like that, like, and you was thinking like that. How would you feel, like, and then I'm not even asking for you to think and only in your shoes, because I know, shit, just like my situation, I wouldn't go. I'm married. I got my wife, my kids. Nigga, I'm talking about just trying to think in other people's shoes, like, mm-hmm. a certain situation was going on with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd just be crazy. So how would you feel if it was like that?
And basically, he said, I'll forgive you for everything you've done, everything, but you got to make the decision to right come now. With me now.
But if you don't decide...
If you don't...
And if you die, I'm going to judge you on
so
some
you
shit.
Saying that so you're saying that, basically, if heaven was a mile away and you're still alive...
Yeah.
Then that you're means you're choosing... That means you're choosing to die at that point.
Right, you're choosing to die and go. Right. You're choosing...
Because we're going to die anyway. But what I'm saying is you're saying if God came and said, it's not your actual time to go, but if you're willing, but I'll erase everything you done if you'll come with me now, or do you want to continue living, and then I'm gonna come and."
I judge you, you know, so once you die type shit.
But, I mean, with my thing, you're still going to die. If you go with him to heaven anyway, you're right. Still going to be dead.
Right, but what I mean is, all right, yeah, you got the right
both
concept.
Both ways you're going to die.
Yeah, both ways you're going to die, but what I'm saying is...
Basically, it'll be a get-out-of-jail-free card.
At that moment.
I'm going to erase everything you've done if you just willingly come with me now. It's not really your time, but I'm giving you this one-time offer to erase everything you did.
And I'll take your card, and then 5 minutes later, I'm driving down the street speeding. I get pulled over. Bam, you just took that, you know what I'm saying, that get-out-of-jail-free card. Now your ass getting locked up, bam, because you didn't do it when you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, so, if you don't... All right, you know what I'm saying? You got to leave right now type shit. You go to heaven no matter what you done did.
Or when it actually was your time, when it actually is your time to go. Basically, I'm not going to be so forgiving for everything you done did in your life. I'm going to still...
Right. I'm going to judge you. Like, so say you say, nah, I ain't trying to do that. And you turn your, you turn your back on it. And then a couple minutes later, you die. From, like, getting hit with something, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever the fuck. Now your soul is going before judgment. It's like, nah, earlier, I just asked you to come with me when you was alive, and you said no. Now I got to judge you as if you are, like, you know what I'm saying, as mm-hmm. you is, period. So whatever you done did, you know what I'm saying, period, I'm going to judge you on it, versus I was about to give you that, you know, that get out of jail free card.
Basically, like, I was going to wipe your whole slate clean. Wipe your whole joints
away if you came with me right now. You know, yeah, that's, you know, that shit is deep. Like, of course, for us, we probably, you know what I'm saying, we wouldn't do it, of course. But say we wasn't us, like, say it's like a motherfucker who was down and out, like, you know what I'm saying? They ain't got no kids, they down on their
luck. Yeah, or no, shit. let's just say a killer.
That's who?
Let's just say a killer.
Ooh.
And they've done killed one or multiple people, and God came to that person and said, come with me now, and I won't judge you for everything that you did. I'll let you come with me now. Or you can stay and finish living out your life until the expiration date that I originally set for you mm-hmm. comes. Would they go? I think that they probably would.
It all depends on
what they go. It would depend on what's going on with them. Because just say if they're on death row, if they got the death penalty, that right. they're getting the electric chair.
Right.
And God came and asked them that. I'm pretty sure they said, God, yeah, if you're going to wipe my slate clean, and this is my guaranteed ticket into heaven, I'm going.
But let's flip it now. Because in the song, it says, basically, but are you remembering that hell is with you too? It ain't you, it's the things you do. Mm-hmm. So, basically, what it was saying is, if heaven was a mile away, would you pack up your bags and leave this world behind? But just remember, hell is also with you. It's the things that you done did before. Mm-hmm. So, if you done did some fucked up shit and you choose to go, he's still going to be like, nah, nigga, go to hell because you ain't supposed to be here.
But that wouldn't make no sense. Because then that, I mean, God is a forgiving God, first of all. And that would mean that God would be turning into the devil, because God don't lie.
No.
So if he told you he's going to wipe your slate clean, if you come with me right now, right, and I wipe your slate clean.
I flipped it. I ain't saying wiping the slate clean now. I'm just talking about, all right, so.
Shit. I was going to say, he ain't going to sit there say. And do that, get him to heaven, and then turn around right, and no, say, you did something, and now you're going to hell.
All right, from what I know, here's what they say, is once you die, your spirit goes to heaven automatically, and you get your judgment there. And if you're supposed to go to hell, then you get shot to hell, right? But if you're supposed to stay to heaven, you get to go through the pearly gates, whatever the hell. Excuse me. That's basically what I know. So, you know, what I'm saying is now is where I'm flipping it is, all right, you know, so while you alive right now, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to give you this one way, you know, to heaven or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But just remember, once you get there, you still got to get judged. See, this is the flip. You got to get judged. And if you done did some shit that you didn't...
Well, then who in their right mind about to do that?
I'm saying, but that's just
ain't nobody about to do that. That's originally how it goes anyway. You die, and then you go and you get judged, and either you're going to go to heaven or hell. So that's the way it goes anyway.
I'm saying, but all right, here's what I'm saying.
No matter if you, I mean...
Like, say that, you know what I'm saying, that it's exactly how they say it's supposed to be, which is, if you ask for forgiveness for your sins, they'll forgive you. Right? So say I done killed some shit, and I say, Lord, please forgive me. And he forgive me.
It don't go like that.
Right, no, I know it don't go like that, but just say it was just like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so just exactly how they say it,
mm-hmm.
you know, without all the deep thinking into it, and
yeah.
it really don't go like that type of shit. It's just exactly how they say it, just right. say if it went like that. So say you just be able to just kill shit and be like, please forgive me. Like, you know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, he hits you with that shit. I wonder if motherfuckers be like, I don't trust it. You know, it's because I just killed this motherfucker. And even though I asked for forgiveness, I done did this about 3, 4, 5 times. I keep just saying it, please forgive me, but then I go do it again. It's, you know, did he really forgive me?
No,
you know, he didn't. But if I'm saying, but just say if it was like that.
Yeah, and whoever did, in their right mind is really thinking that God's going to forgive them for being a mass murderer that right, lost their fucking right, mind. Like, seriously.
I'm saying what you
I'm
know.
A serial killer. God, please, I'm on number 89. Please forgive me, Lord. No.
No,
that means that person has a mental illness to even be considering, even thinking that God's about to forgive them for running around killing something precious that he created in the first place. No, it's not happening like that.
I'm saying, but you know, like,
but they probably do. They might be killing people.
And some of them motherfuckers, there's some of them people that feel like that they killing for God type shit. I done seen some shit where it was a motherfuckers, I'm doing this for him.
And guess what? Guess what? They're demonic. They're demonic. Up. They're filled with the devils, what's going on with them. And he's convincing them in their mind that they're doing it for whatever crazy reasons. Right, but that's actually because he's done gotten inside of them and he's playing tricks with their damn head.
I say that because I seen a movie on that shit. It was based on a true story, some man and his two sons and shit. They was,
yeah, they done lost their damn mind. Yeah. That's what's that happens. Hell, somebody need to go ahead and pop them and take them about their misery.
But yeah, man, just. Man, you over there going, hey, you over there going, oh.
I'm just saying what I got to say.
Shit, because these motherfuckers got that. And shit, they got me fucked up. Because that's stupid. Now, hell no, they ain't about to happen like that. Because what do like, you just popping off.
No, this is us just going back and forth.
I know.
Talking.
I'm popping shit down. I'm just saying. You went in on all them shits. Everything else. Shit, because.
I mean, because a lot of it wasn't making no sense, honey. Like,
I'm just telling you what the song said. That's all.
You and Nas can go take a nap.
Nah, I don't want to. Shut up. Kiss my ass.
See, we're supposed to be being serious. Now you done got me sitting up here laughing at everything.
We would. All right, we serious. Nah, but yeah, we definitely gonna.
That's deep, though. That definitely is deep. Would somebody really choose to just go ahead and leave, knowing
all in all,
that their time wasn't up, but dang,
right.
What this they going is my through. Ticket. Basically, right. Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, this is my golden ticket.
Yeah,
he's offering it to me now. Do I stay here, or do I go ahead and take this golden ticket and go on? That is deep.
And then, too, what is heaven? Because say, you do take that golden ticket and go to heaven, you know, but you still set in your ways, your spirit. So say you start doing shit while you, I mean, shit, what is it? You know what I'm saying? Because say you doing shit that you ain't supposed to be doing while you up there. Then what are you going to do? Be like,
honey,
nah,
no. It's a spirit. It's just your soul. What can your soul do? Your soul can't do nothing.
I don't know.
Your physical being is gone. It's left here. Your body is just a vessel.
Saying.
That's all. So once your soul leaves your body, it's just a shell at that point.
Yeah, I know that.
So what is your spirit going to be doing?
Your spirit on some gangster shit.
You know what?
Hitting licks. Hey, listen. Your spirit ain't no motherfucking sucker like shit.
I don't know, because I'm completely done with you. For real.
Mm-hmm. For real. Like, hey, your spirit like shit. Fuck it. I'm going to stay on down here and fuck with niggas. And he be bagging shit like, motherfucker like, bro, don't grind over there because the spirit of
y'all, he's tipsy, y'all. No, don't pay him no attention. Don't pay him no mind because I cannot. Not this year, night. I'm going to let him get it off, though. It's Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, baby.
Thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
Hey, I love the gifts. Hey, she did it big. You hear me? She done got me all kind of shit. I ain't know what the hell to say. I was all overwhelmed. And she even got me a cake and some flowers, though. She got me some flowers, y'all.
Yep.
I don't even know.
Give you your flowers while you alive.
I see. Got me a whole bouquet.
Baby, have... They're nice, though.
Yeah, they are. They
are. They're really nice. But I mean, hell, people get flowers when they dead. Men get flowers.
Right.
Put on top of them. Why not give the men their flowers while they're alive? Gee, it ain't just for women.
Nah. I just
we switching time. The game up.
Nah, switching. You ain't switching up that much.
I bet I did.
I mean, that's cool to fly, but okay, that's as far as it goes, though. Like, I ain't going to switch it up that much.
What you mean?
You said the women switching the game most.
No, I said I'm switching the game up. Oh. I didn't say the women.
Oh, okay.
I don't care about what these other bitches is talking about. I'm talking about Queen.
Okay, gangster.
Nah, ain't no gangster. I'm just saying. They're not about to get my credit for what I did.
No, they not. I just thought you were saying, I thought you said we switching
up. No, I said I'm switching the game up. I ain't seen no other women getting no niggas no flowers. I mean, but...
Nah, you have... I ain't either.
I haven't. I mean, I'm sure that there probably is, but I personally haven't seen no woman get no man no flowers. Hey,
niggas, y'all got some flowers.
But they created those, though. I told you they had them out for the men in there.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't nothing I had to specially order, so I'm sure people been buying them for their
niggas,
husbands and for their, you know, fathers of their kids.
Did y'all get some flowers, niggas? Y'all got some flowers. We gonna get y'all... The phone number to call next week, and I want y'all to call that shit and let us know what's going on, man. This girl that gave me flowers, but she gave me more than that though. She gave me a whole bunch of shit. Oh, yep. Got a little outfitties.
Yep, we got three
fitties. You hear me?
Was it three or four?
I don't know. I can't remember. Me neither. I just know you got me the guy.
It's nice
that way. Nice little cologne. So serious.
You stupid. Not so serious.
And then them shoes are so nice.
I'm happy you like everything, honey.
I got her together, too. She got me together. She be competing. If I do
something, that wasn't no competing.
She tried to go
triple. I just felt like that's what you deserved, honey. I mean, I feel like all women that is with somebody, whether it's your husband or y'all just in a relationship and he's the father of your children, I feel like y'all deserve something nice, too.
Right.
Just because, I mean, I don't get it. I don't know why Father's Day always gets the short end of the stick. Yeah. That ain't cool. And then Mother's Day come around and, you know, we get showered with all these gifts and stuff. And then when Father's Day come around, y'all don't, you know, they don't make it a really big deal like they do for Mother's Day. I mean, they make Mother's Day a really, really big deal. See stuff everywhere for Mother's Day.
Y'all deserve it too, though, babe. Like, you gotta think, like, on the average, it's more y'all than it is us.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you gotta think about all the shit that y'all do. How y'all
do everything we endure as being women, period. Right. Everything we go through, everything our bodies go through carrying these children, because it puts our bodies through a lot.
And just think about the type of people that gotta get out there every day and do all kind of little tricks and flicks to, you know, just to keep shit on in their house, just to keep food. You know, just all the little random little shit that they got to do every day. It's usually like the female to be on that shit. I'm talking about like the female to go to the motherfucking, you know, they go to the pantry first. And then they'll probably go to this little meeting to get this amount of money to, you know, to pay this bill off. Or, I mean, I don't know how that shit works for
us. It's so much, but I mean, I'm not necessarily saying that makes that person a better mother.
Nah, it don't make them a better mother. It just make them strong, is what I say. Like,
yeah, it does make them strong, but then you have to think about what made them get in that position to begin with. That's kind of a tricky thing, because if they're not doing what they're supposed to do as a mother and handling their responsibilities, it could put them in that predicament.
Right.
Or, I mean, so I'm not knocking nobody for anything that they have to do, because us as mothers, we put everything on our backs. We take on everything when it comes to being a mother, being a parent.
Y'all do.
So.
That's why I say y'all the closest thing to God.
Everything that I have went through as a mother and all the ups and downs and in betweens, I wouldn't trade none of it for the world, because it really made me a strong person, and it made me look at life in a whole different way, and it made me value life in a whole different way, especially with us losing a child. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm so clingy to our kids. And everybody, oh, you know, Jahlil's 21. I don't give a damn how old he is. He's still my child. Like, there's nothing I wouldn't do for our kids. There's nothing I wouldn't do.
Right.
No matter how old they are or how big they get or whatever the case may be. And I feel like I'm even more overprotective of them because we have lost a child. I mean, I'm still overprotective, period. But it's probably a little bit more since we already lost one. And, I mean, and, you know, we can't have no more kids.
Right.
So, I'm going to hold on to the ones we got as long as I can.
We definitely going to hold on to the ones we got, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely going to do that. But, yeah, I'm thankful for Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? I'm thankful for what you done got for me.
I don't know you are.
Hook the nigga up. Show. She did a thing.
Yeah, I know you are, honey, and you deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it. You haven't missed the beach yet.
Who was that, Fats? What's going on, Fats?
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Daddy.
Hey. What's going on?
Nothing.
Oh, well, we're doing the show right now.
Oh, I'm going to go now.
You got to go now? Mm-hmm. Well, say hi to everybody. Say, hey. Mm-hmm. They can't hear that. Man, that's how you feel, Fats?
I want to go because I'm busy.
Bye.
No, I'm in the show too.
You want to be a part of the show? All right. Well, yeah, it's just, you know, like I said, I appreciate everything, man.
I know you do, baby.
Did your thing. Wody.
Daddy.
Huh?
My tooth is
wiggling. Is it?
Yep, she got another tooth loose.
Uh-oh.
You know she lost one the other day.
Listen.
It's one with the cap on it?
Uh-huh.
It's one with the cap on it?
Let me see. Push it. Come here. All right, push it. Let me see.
Hey, we over here.
Pussy. Oh, yeah, it is.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Well, all right. You're losing all your babies. Getting your grown-ups. You're going to have big old teeth in your mouth.
How am I supposed to eat? Pizza. Noodles.
You're going to eat them the same way.
How?
But it's going to grow right back, though. Mm-hmm. They're going to grow back quick. Okay, you want them. You got anything else?
Mm-mm.
All right, well, shit. We gonna holler at y'all, y'all. It's your boy, DJ Knowledge Guy.
And this is Queen.
I know we were doing a little bit too much at the end, but hey, this is family. So, good looking. We appreciate y'all, and we holler at y'all next time. Peace.
Peace.
The Cameron Experience.
Let's Talk About It was produced by none other than your boy, Frederick Cameron. Executive produced by Amber Cameron, engineered by Frederick Cameron, and recorded in the King's Dungeon somewhere in Ohio. This is an official Cameron Experience Network. Yeah.